Folks, before we get started with the homemade broadcast, I want to tell you quickly about NTTFitness.com. What is that? Well, I'm glad you asked. If you're like me, if you're like most Americans, you're fat, you're lazy, you want food, and you want it now. You're hungry, you're going to go through the Burger King drive-thru, and you're going to get one of those dollar tacos because you want to see what all the fuss is about, and you're disappointed, and you should be. You should be ashamed of yourself. NTT Fitness is a food delivery service, but it's not just food. It's good food, and it's good for you. If you use my code LEVELUP15, you'll get 15% off your first order. There's macros, there's micros. It's stuff you should put in your body. NTTFitness.com. LEVELUP15, 15% off your first order. All right, let's start the show.
Beach Drive, Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Guess what? Y'all hear about this? Gideon got cast in a Netflix movie.
Say what now?
I think y'all should just go brush your teeth, okay?
Seems to be doing well in L.A. Following his dreams.
What, to be a bum in California? Congratulations.
He's not a bum, he's a stuntman.
Same damn thing.
Hollywood.
Did you just blow a kiss at me?
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This is Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you are listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the program. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBRadio.com is the website. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @home_made_man. Make sure you follow Radio St. Pete as well. Radio STPETE. Back at the CMG production room this week. Sounds better, I'm sure. I always feel weird being in here. There's just people walking around. I'm afraid I'm yelling about inappropriate things. I don't want to offend anybody, for God's sakes. That would just be the worst thing in the world. If you head over to hmbradio.com right now, you can read about a Pasco County man who was, he got robbed. Somebody stole from him. His roommate stole from him. What a bastard, right? This freaking roommate. He stole $20 worth of marijuana from his roommate. Roommate gets upset and calls the cops. You shouldn't probably, you know, call the cops if somebody's, you know, steals your legal drugs, although weed's not illegal anymore. This is Pasco County. Pasco County is the Florida of Florida. Okay, it's the worst of the worst, or the best of the best, depending on how you look at it, I suppose. But in Pasco's defense, they didn't arrest this man for pot. I think they probably would have a few years ago. But, I mean, pot's pretty much legal now, right? You need a medical card to get it, sure. But that's even going to change soon. Pretty soon, just sell it in 7-Eleven. And I think that's a good thing. I think it's going to end up being beneficial. Look at Colorado. Look how much money it's made for the... They have so much money in Colorado for pot, they don't know where to put it. The banks, I guess there's something with the federal stuff, they can't take pot money. So there's just all this money just floating around. I don't know. Hopefully they got that resolved. So people are just stuffing their mattresses with these businesses, which is cash. You got to get a bunch of mattresses, man. People love pot. People love weed, man. I wish I could smoke pot. I miss it. I miss marijuana. I don't smoke pot anymore because it is LSD. It's way too strong. Last time, I told this story before on the podcast, but a few years ago, this was like when like medical was kind of like coming into its own. I think Colorado had just like started with the medical stuff. It might have been recreational by then. I don't know. But my friend went on vacation there and brought back these little Listerine strip things. And you put them on your tongue and they dissolve. And then that's a thing. Now, I'd stopped smoking pot probably for like a year or two at this point. And just I just kind of stopped because it was just a tolerance break, tea break, you know. And then I started actually doing stuff and accomplishing things. I started the podcast. I started caring about life. I mean, pot's great, but it makes you lazy. It made me lazy anyways. There's some people it doesn't. I know some people can use it and free of consequence and, you know, they go about their lives. For me, it made me lazy. So I stopped smoking pot and my friend had these Listerine strip things. And I go, I want to try one of those. That looks awesome. And she goes, okay. So here's the thing. You can't just take this. This is strong stuff. And I go, yeah, this isn't my first rodeo. I'm sure I'll be fine. And she goes, okay, well, just start with a quarter and kind of work your way down. I'll take the whole thing. And I go, okay, I gotcha. And I took a quarter, waited a little bit. Yeah, I kind of feel it. Maybe I'll just, you know, take another quarter real quick. Took another quarter. And then I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. It feels like hours. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to take the rest of the thing. It ended up being probably about 20 minutes, mind you. And I got so high. It was scary. I was afraid. And I looked in the mirror when I went to the bathroom. And I fell into this black hole of fear and self-doubt, self-consciousness, everything bad that I had done in my entire life, kids that I was mean to in school, just came flooding back to me. All the things that I had done wrong as a human being, and there was a lot. There was a lot. And I went, oh, my God, this is terrible. This is terrible. I need to just go to bed. I'll go to bed. That's what I'll do. I'll go to bed. I'll wake up tomorrow. I'll be fine. And I woke up the next morning, Monday morning, and I was as high as I've ever been in my entire life. And I was high for 3 days. And you get to the point where you're like, I don't think this is going away. I think this is my new normal. This is just how it's going to be. I'm just going to be stoned all the time, afraid all the time. And I accepted my fate of my life in hell. In hell. I just was like, yeah, well, this is how I live now. This is just how it's going to be. And it was terrifying. I went to work the next morning. You know, in the morning, and I'm trying to type, and my boss is coming up to me. He's very gregarious, very like, hey, man, slapping me on the back. I'm freaking out. He doesn't know. But, yeah, it was so scary. And ever since then, I'm like, man, you know what? I think I'm done with this. I just can't do it. But I do miss it. It is something I'd like to come back to. Movies were better, funnier, more entertaining. Sex is better. I mean, there's so many benefits to it. So maybe if I ever am more comfortable in my life and I don't have to worry about making a living or working or having so many fears about my existence, maybe it's something I can come back to. But until then, just booze. Just booze for me. I've even been pretty good with that. I really haven't even been doing much of that lately. Not bragging. I'm just, if I have more than a few anymore, I am just brutally hungover. I can't deal with the hangovers anymore. It's just getting too much. But maybe in the future, come back to pot. That's what everybody's doing. That's what everybody's going back to. Going back to high school, just, you know, not drinking anymore. Everybody has kids and stuff. They still want to, you got to have some sort of, I don't know, vice, you know, something to dull the pain of existence. And you can't, like, kids don't understand hangovers. I don't have kids, but I know a lot of my friends do. So they'll, you know, be like, yeah, I can't drink anymore, but I can, you know, hit the bowl or whatever. They have vapes now, all this other stuff, cookies, gummy bears. They just do that instead. They pass out, you know, they watch a movie and sit by a campfire or something. And that's just what they do now. And it's they enjoy it, and they don't wake up hungover, and they can still spend time with their family and all that crap. The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa. T-R-U-V as in Victory, Y, salonandspa.com. 8908 4th Street North right here in St. Pete. Chrissy is doing hair and loving every minute of it. So go check her out. She's awesome. She does great work. It's Christmas parties are coming up, your office's Christmas parties and all that stuff. You're going to want to look good. You're going to want to show up Martha in accounting. You know, she's rude to you every day. Every time you see her, she's always got something to say that's passive aggressive. Well, really show her up this year at the company party. Look really, really good and make your own passive aggressive comments. Be like, "Oh, Martha, you look good. I'm used to seeing you in a pantsuit. It's nice to see you, you know, in some sort of long skirt as opposed to your normal drab garb." I don't know, just be a jerk, but in a nice way. Have a few wines. Get loose. That's what Christmas is all about. That's the holidays, baby. Go visit Chrissy at Truvy Salon and Spa, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B. Make your appointment online, truvysalonandspa.com.
You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
Can we give a shout out real quick to, well, I can do whatever I want, but we should give a shout out to the Tampa Bay Rays. What a great season that was. Didn't end, you know, it's not a success unless you win the World Series, right? But that was a great season. They got to a place that nobody thought they were going to get to. They had, I think their whole payroll for the year was like $56 million. And by comparison, that's about a quarter of what the New York Yankees and Boston Red Sox spend. They're at around $200 million for the year. And they did so damn well. And they made it to the ALDS against the Houston Astros. And they got to game five in that, too. Everybody thought Houston was going to sweep them. And that didn't happen. The Rays, they lost the first two. You know, the Rays came back, won the next two at home, and brought it to game five in Houston. And they had to face that damn Cole dude who's just so freaking good. And, yeah, they got beat in that one. And there was some controversy because Tyler Glasnow was pitching, and he apparently tipped some of his pitches, which was a big deal. And the Houston Astros jumped all over that, and they lost. But, hey, the future is bright in Montreal for the Rays. It's going to be great for them up there. They're going to have a great squad up in Canada, and they'll be able to enjoy them for many years to come. I'll still root for them even if they go to Montreal. They'll still be my team. I'm not just going to, like, turn my back on them. I hate most things Canadian, and that won't change. But I'll definitely have a soft spot in my heart for the Montreal Rays. I wonder if they'll change their name. Or they still be the Rays, or are they going to go with something else, something Canadian? What would be a good name? Would they go back to the Montreal Expos? That's what they used to be called up there. I was just looking this up, too. I was like, what the hell is the Expos? I assumed it was something French. And I just found this, and it's the lamest thing that I've ever heard in my life. This is how terrible Canada is, especially French Canada. I found this on the website. Before Major League Baseball expanded to Montreal in 1969, there were minor league teams in Montreal, and they were usually named the Royals. This was in reference to Mount Royal, French Mont Royal, which is located in the in downtown, after which the city was named. Okay, the Montreal Expos, in French, Les Expos de Montréal, were a Canadian professional baseball team. They were first MLB franchise located outside the United States. The Expos were named, listen to this, is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, in honor of Expo 67, which was the World's Fair exposition held 2 years before the Expos began play. They're named after a fair. Is that not the most Canadian thing you've ever heard of? You need something tough. You need what, the Tigers, the Bears, even the Rays. They used to be the Devil Rays, you know, and then people complained, the old, you know, church-going women, because they had Devil in there, and that's not okay. So they changed the Rays. They kept the Ray mascot, and then it became like Burst of Light, which is bad enough. Sun Rays, you know, because we're in St. Pete. But it worked. It was fine. I didn't, you know, nobody hated it. Nobody complained. Kind of suited everybody. You're named after a fair. A literal just place with rides and cotton candy and things like that. That is the most terrible thing I've ever heard in my life. It's embarrassing. And they better change the name because Expos ain't going to work now. Now that I know that, I won't be able to accept it. And as we know, the world revolves around me. So they're going to have to figure something out. They're definitely going to have to change the name. They can't even be the Royals because the Royals are in Kansas City. Damn, man, they're going to have to figure out something. I would just keep the Rays. I'd rather have the Rays, Montreal Rays. Doesn't fit. It doesn't make sense. But you can't be the Expos. That's humiliating. I don't know, man. If you got a name, if you got an idea, let me know. 813-693-2124. What should the Rays be called when they eventually move to Montreal? Because, unfortunately, we just know that's going to happen. So, kids, these days, I feel like such a weird person saying that out loud. I don't really like that I say things like this out loud. It feels weird. I don't know when I became get off my lawn guy, but it's happened. But the kids these days are pussies. And I blame my generation's parents. I was born in 1984, so I think I'm technically a millennial, but like an old, like ancient millennial, just on the cusp. And our parents, my parents, not my parents in particular, but they really, I think we were the first generation kids my age. I'm going to be 35 this year to kind of, everybody got a trophy. It was that sort of thing. And then we started having kids, our generation, my generation started having children. And it got even worse. These kids that I meet, they're totally inept. They're addicted to Fortnite, 90% of them. They don't, I don't know, they just seemed demented. And they just can't cope with the real world. And more proof of this was a new bill filed in Florida could allow kids to take a day off school each semester as a mental health day. Let's hear the report.
Giving students a mental health break, a new bill just filed in Florida could allow kids to take time off of school for mental health days. And new tonight, ABC Action News reporter Sarah Hollenbach with how it would work and why some experts say it could make a big difference in keeping kids safe.
Students are under a lot of pressure these days, just as high school senior Renata Hupple.
College applications are constant and always happening, and we have to work. We're so much pressure to work on them. Yeah, we don't have any time.
From academic.
When is that? That's always been the case for forever. I don't know. Maybe that's not true, though, because there are so many more colleges now. There used to be just, you know, a couple state schools, and that's it. Now there's so many. Maybe that is true. All right, maybe they're right. Let's listen.
To bullying, to active shooter drills, Hupple says it can be stressful.
The mental health day would actually really help with that stress that's overloaded on us.
That's why Representative Susan Valdez of Tampa just filed a bill a few days ago giving students one mental health day per semester. Parents would need to explain to their child's principal that the reason for the absence is mental health. No other questions asked.
This is one way that our community is saying it's okay to not be okay.
Mental health counselor Dr. LaDonna Butler says that's crucial, especially in Florida. And Florida lags behind when it comes to other states. Oregon, for example, gives students 5 mental health days per school year. Many other states have at least added 1. The bill leaves it up to individual school districts to enforce the absences. But some critics argue students already get enough days off school with holidays and teacher institute days. Butler says those days don't always coincide with the students' mental health needs.
If we are interested in our public safety and the health of our community, this bill must pass. Mental health matters.
Florida leaders say mental health days could lower suicide rates, prevent school shootings, and keep kids healthy overall.
When the kids are more well-rested and their mental health is at ease, then everyone's safer.
The bill could be discussed as early as January when the next legislative session starts.
Well, there you have it. One mental health day a year. No more school shootings. Just like that. It's easy as that, folks. You can legislate anything out of existence. That's the real story here. That's how you do it. You just pass a law and outlaw something, and then guess what? It doesn't happen anymore. It disappears. So yeah, I mean, you'd be silly if you were a kid not to be like, yeah, hell yeah, I need a day off. Why wouldn't you? But I kind of agree. I think you get 3 months off, you get all these weird holidays off. I don't think it's going to do anything, but I don't know. What do you think? 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com. There's a contact page there. You can get a hold of me or tweet me, Instagram me, home_made_man. All right. Also this week, the XFL draft. Are you excited? I don't know, man. The XFL didn't do great last time around. I liked it, but I was also a child. But it's good to have football all year round, right? This way, boyfriends and husbands can continue to neglect their girlfriends and wives because the game's on. It's a win-win for everybody. The wives and girlfriends can have affairs with other men. The men can watch football. Everybody can lie to each other. And that really is the American experience. But the XFL draft did take place. It was a little different. They did the draft a little different than the NFL does it. It took place on Tuesday, October 15th, and Wednesday, October 16th, with player selections announced on the XFL website and the Twitter page, all that stuff. The two-day draft, each team will have to fill the 71-man roster. The players who make up the draft pool, they were announced as the week progressed. But some of the initial names, there was a lot of Tampa Bay talent, Florida talent. Such names like kicker Roberto Aguayo is out there, Quentin Flowers, all that good stuff, USF, great. The catch is that the players will be selected from positional groupings that make up a five-phase draft. So it's not just best player available, whoever you want. You have to draft from a certain pool from each round. Each team will be assigned one quarterback before anything. Then the phases are as follows. Group one is skill players like quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends. The second group was the offensive line, tackles, guards, centers. Defensive front seven is group three, defensive line and linebackers. And then the defensive backfield, the cornerback, nickelback, strong safety, free safety. And then group five is the open draft. All remaining players after that, in addition to the punters, kickers, long snappers. The XFL says the draft pool will include 1,000 football players, all of whom have accepted a commissioner's invitation and passed a background check. In phases 1 through 4, each team will choose 10 players for a total of 40, and then in phase 5, each team will choose from the pool of remaining players to complete the roster. It's kind of complicated, but it's kind of neat. A snake format will be used, so the selection and order within each phase reverses after every round. The order was determined by lottery. The first phase, the Tampa Bay Vipers had the 5th overall pick. So on day one, I'm recording this on the 15th. So day one happened. I don't know the results for phase two yet. It did already happen. And just look it up if you want. The XFL draft began Tuesday and ran into Wednesday. I just said that. All 8 teams were assigned quarterbacks before the first draft. I said that already. The hometown team, the Tampa Bay Vipers, started out with former University of Georgia quarterback Aaron Murray. That's cool. And then it went into phase one. They got tight end Nick Truesdell. Don't know who that is. Round two, wide receiver Shontavious Jones. Best name in the draft. Round three, they got running back Devon Smith. Round four, wide receiver Jalen Tolliver. And round five, Quentin Flowers. That's right. The USF great. He got drafted as a running back, but will definitely get a chance to play some quarterback as well. Round six, they got tight end Cole Wick. Round seven, Ranel Hall. Round eight, Reese Horn. Round nine, quarterback Taylor Cornelius. Round 10, wide receiver Alonzo Moore. So it's pretty exciting. And then they got just phase two. It was a bunch of tackles and guards and all that stuff. I'm kind of excited about it. Like I said, I think it's going to be fun. I hope they succeed, the XFL. It'll be good to have football all year round, but I don't have high hopes for it. Everybody's saying, oh, season, it's going to collapse. They had I can't even remember the name of the league now that they had. It was AFL or something, USAFL. That was Hines Ward's Pro Bowl Hall of Fame wide receiver from the Pittsburgh Steelers, his league. That collapsed. Went bankrupt within a few years. The difference is, though, is like there are levels of money that like Heinz Ward's a millionaire and he had some business partners and everything. He's done well. But they were depending on the NFL for a lot of their money. The XFL is Vince McMahon from the WWE. That is next level money right there. He can kind of fund this thing himself. He's like a billionaire. Billions and billions of dollars. The WWE is more popular than it's ever been. I don't understand it. I watched wrestling as a kid. I don't understand why it's so popular, but it is. So Vince McMahon could double up here. It's a big, big risk, big rewards here. If it competes, it's not going to topple the NFL. But if it can be just a little bit of a sub-tier league, like a development league for the NFL, I think it's good. It could be a win-win. It's good to see Quentin Flowers back in Tampa. I want to see Roberto Aguayo back in Tampa, too. Redemption. Because these players could end up, you know, doing well in the XFL and then they get contracts in the NFL. So, could be cool. I don't know. What do you think about it? 813-693-2124. Are you excited to have football back all year round? Do you think it's going to flop? Do you think it's going to be a success? I want to know. 813-693-2124.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by HomemadePodcasts.com. HomemadePodcasts.com is a media consulting company. It's my company. If you're interested in podcasting but don't know how to start, whether it's RSS feeds, hardware, software, I know how to do it because I'm talking to you through that medium right now. I can help you. If you're a business and wants to reach new and existing clientele, podcasting is a great way to do that. Get on the boat now, folks. Don't wait too long. You already waited too long. Don't keep waiting. Contact me at homemadepodcasts.com and let me help you get started on your new venture into podcasting. Or if you're a local business and wants to advertise on a local-based podcast here in the Tampa Bay area, well, I know one. It's me, and it's the Homemade Broadcast. Visit hmbradio.com. Visit the contact page. Get in touch with me, and let's work together. All right, this week on Stay Woke. Stay Woke is a radio program I co-host with my friend Anna Hummel on 102.5 The Bone, locally here in Tampa Bay, theboneonline.com. It's on at midnights, weeknights. You can find it. We talk about all sorts of stuff. It's NPR on mushrooms, which is my favorite description I've ever heard. Everything you don't want to talk about on a first date, whether it's politics, religion, sex, any of that good stuff, that's what we're talking about. You'll like it, I think. Check it out, midnights. On 102.5 The Bone or theboneonline.com. But if you're not awake, get the Bone app because you can get that show, Stay Woke, on demand whenever you want it at your fingertips, along with all the other great Bone programming, including The Mike Caltas Show, Roger and JP, Drew Garabo Live, The Soul Brother Kevin Show, and The Johnny B Show, which I also executive produce three nights a week. But on Stay Woke, we were talking about Columbus Day last week. Yeah, it was Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day, whatever you want to call it. That's what it was. And we were talking about how annoying people are about Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day. And let's check out this clip from Stay Woke.
Happy Columbus Day. Happy Indigenous Peoples Day. Happy Monday. Now Tuesday. How do you feel about this, Will? I know you often have like what I like to call a hot take on things like this where people go, absolutely, we should no longer be celebrating Columbus Day. This man raped people and he pillaged people and he killed people just so that he could steal their land and their resources. But what does Will have to say about that?
Look, I really don't. I hate everybody's take on this. I don't really prefer. I don't like Christopher Columbus. I don't know the guy. I know he killed a lot of people. I don't like the let's just get rid of history and forget about this guy because he was important. I don't like that take either. I mean, we're judging people, historical figures, by 2019 standards, and nobody is going to be able to. People that live in 2019 can't live up to 2019 standards. People are getting in trouble all the time with Me Too stuff.
Yeah.
They tried to cancel Gandhi a few weeks ago because he was, you know, beat chicks up. And I guarantee you soon the next person is going to get it is Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King is going to have his FBI files released to the public.
And they're going to find on his wife.
Yeah, oh yeah, all the time.
Yeah, we know that. They even talked about that in Selma. Like, that's not not a secret.
So, but they're gonna make these standards. And really, what Columbus Day is about is your stupid friends shaming you and telling you about how awful Christopher Columbus was, because they're one of the good ones, and they're just letting you know virtue mm-hmm. signaling online Mm-mm. that they would never celebrate this genocidal maniac. No one's talking that you have to be like, woohoo, Christopher Columbus Day, baby. Like, nobody does that. But just a day to recognize that he kind of discovered the Americas is fine.
He had a lot of brave voyages.
Brave voyages. But we were talking about it. I was telling you about it. He never landed in America.
I didn't know that. In North America.
Yeah. He was, as Johnny said brilliantly, he was the first cruise ship captain of the United States, because he went around Haiti and the Bahamas and South America, and he never found North America. I always thought he did, and I looked it up one year a few years ago and was kind of shocked to see that he never made it to the mainland of America here.
Yeah, I assumed that he did, which is silly, because I just thought, because it's such a basic person that you learn in basic 101 history as like a small child, much like I thought that the peanut was a nut, much like I thought that St. Patrick from St. Paddy's Day was Irish. He was actually, in fact, an Englishman captured by Irish pirates. That's another something I learned. So it's kind of, you learn all these like different little quirky things about history. But I would just like to take it back and let everybody know that, yes, Christopher Columbus did horrible things, but so did the indigenous people, okay? You think that they were so nice to each other? You don't think they were raping and pillaging each other? That's what humans did back then, and sometimes still today.
Yeah, they still do
today.
It now.
Yeah,
they're
absolutely.
Still terrible to each
absolutely.
Other.
Absolutely. So these Navajos, I don't know if they were raping and pillaging and killing the Cherokees. Who knows? But there was warfare all the time. The only reason why Europeans, white people, were so successful of taking over almost the entire globe is because they had two things, Will. Guns and diseases. And with that, they conquered everything.
Now, I don't even like that. I've always heard that argument, and I was like, man, that's terrible. That the act that these settlers gave smallpox-infected blankets to the natives, and it was kind of like on purpose. They did it to like kill them. But I don't think they had any recollection or what the disease was. They thought it was like you were possessed by the devil back then. They didn't know what microscopic microbes were going to be able to do to somebody. They didn't know it was the blankets.
Yeah, and I wasn't inferring that it was intentional, but they didn't have any defenses against them.
Right.
Which is crazy to me, because you would think that, like, couldn't the Indians give the white settlers any sort of diseases that they were unaccustomed to? You would think it would go both ways, but, I mean, smallpox, what else was there that just wiped people out? It was mostly smallpox.
I guess the plague.
Well, the plague
was
wiped out
around
Europe. I think it took out like a third of the European population. I want to say like the 1200s or something like that. Just absolutely massacred.
Brought the Dark Ages.
Yes,
in.
Yes.
Set us back
the European population.
Of years.
I want to. Yeah, I would say medieval times possibly. But yeah, so it's crazy to me that we celebrate or want to celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day. But listen. Nobody was an angel back then, okay? People were just vicious. They did what they had to do to survive. And if you wanted to conquer someone, you couldn't be like, can I please have your land? You literally had to just wipe everything clean, take the women, take the children, kill the men. That was just the protocol.
That's how it went.
I'm not
all
saying it's
history.
Right, but that's how you conquer a people. That's what you had to do. So I don't know.
Genghis Khan did it. Genghis Khan rode through China. The Moors did it. They raided Europe. Like, this is just history. This was what the borders on the maps changed constantly, and they still change today.
And forget about even conquering people. Let's just talk about what the Aztecs did to each other. They would have human sacrifices daily to appease the gods, right? They would take a live human being, cut out their beating heart while the person was still alive, technically. Obviously, they weren't alive for much longer after that. Present it to the gods and then, like, roll it down the temple stairs. Like, that, they did that on a daily basis. That is what they did. So people were crappy back then. Sometimes some people are still crappy today.
And I just wish we could understand that. It just seems like other people are on a, I guess because it's, you know, American history, so we really focus on these guys and be like, these guys are bad. And you go, yeah, I think everybody can kind of admit that and be like, Christopher Columbus wasn't a great guy, but he still did things that were important in history, and they should still be acknowledged. We can say he did this, was also, you know, killed a lot of people, and you go, yeah, that's not good. But that was just, it was a warring, we're animals, you know, yeah, we're human animals.
I get that. And would I be so upset if we took away Columbus Day? I don't even think we would have to replace it with anything. If they want to take it away, well, I wouldn't be so upset about that. I wouldn't really care.
I don't really care either, but it's the fact that they're so spiteful about it, because they'll be like, no, we're going to change it to Indigenous Peoples
right.
Day. Like, have another Indigenous Peoples Day. Just make it another
right,
day.
Right, instead of.
You can have
that's...
two holidays, it's fine.
I'm happy to have more days off, actually.
Yeah, it's just saying like, yeah, we're gonna get rid of this. It's canceled. Type
right.
Of thing.
I don't think that you should be not talking about it in the history books, obviously. I think that you should still learn about him as a character. Should we be celebrating him? That's fine. That could be up for debate. I hate to say this, but I have better things to do than care. You know, obviously I'll bring it up on the show. Maybe people want to call in 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025 if you feel strongly one way or the other. Maybe you feel like you want to keep history intact. I'm not saying, you know, delete it from the records, but I'm saying maybe we don't have to celebrate this guy. I'm open to that. But does that mean that we should celebrate Indigenous people on that exact same day instead? Because they were no angels, folks. They were no angels. I just want people to realize that. They weren't just like a peace-loving people. They were warring tribes.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what people were back then. And like I feel like I have to keep saying and now.
Yeah.
But back then, that is what you did. You conquered, you killed. Unfortunately, you know, I'm sure raped, stole, all of that
all
sort of stuff.
Everybody was doing that stuff.
Nature of the game.
It didn't matter what ethnic background you were in. Everybody was pretty terrible to each other. And, you know, we won, I guess. So now we have to hear about it.
We won.
Europeans won.
Oh, the Europeans
won.
So
now we're under a microscope now because of it. I don't know. And, you know, you talk about being diverse. We're all about diversity here in this country now. Columbus was an Italian man. So it's good to have some Italians. You know, this is a melting pot. That's the Italian guy. The Italians are really the only people that care about Columbus Day. That's their guy.
I saw that. They're really fighting to keep him around.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day is like the, you know, we got the Irish over there. We got Black History Month. We got Pride Month. It's just their guy. So let the Italians have their guy.
Yeah.
Just don't celebrate if you don't want to. You're not forced to.
You know what's crazy to me is that the Italians that are fighting for this, I doubt that they're the people that are, you know, fresh off the boat from Italy. Maybe even, I wouldn't even think that they're one generation removed. These are people that are like, Elizabeth Warren is Native American. Like, they probably have 1/1000th of, you know, Italian in their blood, and they're like, oh, I'm Italian. And it's like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
Relax, calm down.
Yeah, and you're probably right about that. They have no real connection to Italy anymore, but they're great-great-grandmother, you know, immigrated from there in 19...
Technically Sicilian.
20.
I hear that all the time.
Yes,
technically
yeah.
Sicilian. Okay, good for
just,
you.
I mean, but go ahead. Like, this is America.
Yeah.
Go for it. Mm. Whatever.
Yeah.
And he was a very important historical figure, so just shut up. Let people do what they want. If you don't want to take part in it... You know what? I'm even okay with the people going, oh, he was a genocidal maniac. You go, yeah. Yep, that's fine. Like, if you want to speak, go ahead, speak your mind, whatever. But let the Italians have their parade, okay? Let everybody have their parade. You don't have to go. Don't go.
Don't go.
It's a waste of time.
Don't go.
Go live your life. Let these
Thank
people
you.
Live.
That's
live
exactly
and let live.
How I feel about gay pride and being gay in
totally.
General. Don't go to the, like Louis C.K. said, don't go to the wedding if you don't want to go.
Yeah.
Don't go to Pride Festival if you don't want to go, but just shut the hell up.
And that used to be the thing. Like, everybody, like, this is America. Look, I don't, you know, like it, but I appreciate your right to do it. You know,
right?
That type of thing. And that was like, all right, cool. That was good enough. But it's not like it's, you have to not only accept it, you have to celebrate it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, you're a Nazi.
Right.
That's pretty much the attitude that a lot of these people have now.
Or cancel it or you're a Nazi,
Yeah, we got to get rid of it entirely because it doesn't fit 2019 standards. And you go, well, like I said, 2019 doesn't fit in the 2019 mm-hmm. standards for some of these people. So you're not going to please anybody. Just shut up.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem. We need to tell people, just shut up. Go away. Stop acknowledging everything. Stop being so nice about everything. Our culture is so nice. We're trying to so hard to be accepting and inclusive with all this stuff. And sometimes you just got to be like, just go do your thing. Don't give a crap. Just leave me alone. I just want to be left alone. Right. I do what I want to do.
I can't even imagine like what it would be like to be, it's Columbus Day and you've been thinking about it all year, you know, and you're like, today's the day I'm going to make a big stink and I'm going to write a letter to somebody. I'm going to write a letter to an elected official about it. I can't even imagine. Like, we talk about it on the show because I'm like, I wonder what the people think. And we got calls that I'm about to take. But to really get into it and write about it and go to, like, board meetings about it is just absolutely mind-blowing.
There's so few people that actually do that. Yeah. But most people are just like, I'm going to send a really crappy tweet out, be really nasty about it, and wag my finger at everybody digitally. No, you can't do that. And that's all it is, just virtue signaling how you're one of the good ones and you recognize that this historical figure was terrible to people of color and I will not stand for it. And you go, wow, what a brave stance. It's like being against slavery in 2019. You go, wow, you are really taking a stand here.
Progressive much.
Wow, that is something special. Yeah, you know who else is against slavery? Everybody. 99.9999999999.
Thanks for nothing. It reminds me, and I've mentioned this before, where, like, for example, say someone's trying to get around behind you and you're sitting in a chair. You lean forward, right? Yeah. But you don't move the chair. I do this all the time, and people often thank me. Oh, thank you so much. I didn't move the chair. I just leaned forward. I feigned effort, and I got applauded for it. That's what you're doing when you send a tweet like that. You're not really making a change, but you're pretending like you are, and you're getting applauded for it.
It's not even for you. It's not even for them while you move. It's for you so they don't touch you. So they still have to, like, do this, but you're like, yeah, you don't have to,
don't
you don't
touch,
have to touch
me, dirty
though.
Man.
Just lean forward, yeah.
That's exactly what it is, Will.
All right, there you go. Stay woke, midnights. 102.5 The Bone. Get the app because then you can listen to the whole show on demand. I think you'll like it, and I thank you for doing it. The app, you can just get on iTunes or the Google Play Store, wherever. Just put in 102.5 The Bone. If you want some stickers and magnets and stuff, some HMB radio gear for free, email me, thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. And with that, I'm going to leave you for the week. I hope you have a great week. I want you to stay tuned, though, if you're listening on Radio St. Pete. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by The Indie Circuit. And if you're listening on podcast, thank you so much. Please share it with a friend. Retweet this stuff. You know, it only takes a second. It really does help me out. Subscribe to it. Give it a 5-star rating. These are really little things, and they really, really, really do help me out. So I thank you for doing it. This has been HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. My name is Will Coons. Have a fantastic week. I will talk to you later. Goodbye.
You have found The Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.